Welcome back, everyone, to the second episode of the Killer Frogs Campus Tour Podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Cross, and I'm once again joined by my co-host, JD Andrus. How's it going, JD?
Oh, you know, I'm just excited to talk today. You know, we've got a lot to talk about in this episode. It should be pretty packed, actually.
Yeah, I'm super excited as well. We are also super excited to have Katie Zahn on. She is reigning national champion for rifle, and she has achieved so much in her career and in her young career, might I say. But Katie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this sport and like everything else about it? Anything you want to tell us, just highlight it.
Yeah, so I'm a competitive rifle athlete, and I got into it at 8 years old. I'm from North Dakota, so there was a small town, there was a little club just around the corner of my house, and then we started in BB gun. And then a couple years later, I got into competitive air rifle and small bore, which is what we do in college now. And throughout middle school, high school, I traveled around North Dakota shooting local matches, and then here and there I went to some national matches, and then kind of from those national matches was when I learned about shooting in college, and then college coaches reached out to me when the time came, and then ultimately decided on TCU to come here. But I think it was 2018 I competed in my first international match. And then ever since then, I've kind of been jumping around all over the place, representing the United States of America. In 2022 in the CAT Games is what they call it, in Lima, I got a Olympic quota for the United States of America. And a quota basically just secures the country's place in the Olympics. That doesn't necessarily mean I am the person to go. So that was really fun, just knowing that I did that. I helped my country make it to the Olympics. And then there's a three-part trials the past year that USA Shooting put on. And then from that trials, I was an alternate. I became an alternate for the Olympic team, and that's kind of where I'm at now. And then of course last year we won NCAAs for our team for TCU, and that was really fun. So yeah, just a lot of bouncing around all over the place, lots of success, lots of downfalls, but it's all fun.
Wait, Nate, before we go anywhere, because she's selling herself short right now, let me just like go over her accomplishments for people to understand them. Like, she holds 29 North Dakota state records, won over 24 NRA national records, 10 USA shooting national records. She was the junior Olympic women's small bore national champion, member of the US junior national team, member of the US national team, qualified for the junior Olympics 10 times, and has won 12 medals. Like, she's not just like your typical athlete. She's like the best of the best. And I was actually the Killer Frog representative for rifle, so I spent a lot of time covering her this season. And I mean, the entire team and everything they overcame from losing a teammate and everything, it was just nothing basically short of miraculous. And just kind of like, you know, you have a team winning the national championship and Katie Zahn is still competing in the individual time to be able to win an individual medal. So she's not just like, you know, just your normal athlete. She is probably the best of the best at TCU.
Yeah. I mean, your journey and like achievements go far past of what you just covered, which is super amazing. Who like impacted you the most, or who did you like follow like growing up? Because I mean, rifle, like how did it cross your mind? And like I want to know about that. Because it's such a individualistic, but like a team sport as well. So like, I'm sure you followed somebody.
Yeah. So I feel like growing up, I really didn't know anybody in the shooting world. Like when I started, I didn't know who the Olympians were. I didn't know it was an Olympic sport. And so I guess I had fun for myself, and that's where I kind of kept it. And like my dad, he would just fuel my fire, and my coaches back here at home, they would fuel my fire. And when I went to national matches, there were just so many. I remember, I think the most vivid person that I remember just hearing her story was Sarah Shear. She went to TCU, and just knowing like her story of overcoming like a serious injury and still qualifying for the Olympics and doing really well, that was very inspiring to me. But I think like in North Dakota, I was on a team, but when I was younger, I had a teammate who pushed me. Like I was like, I want to beat her. Like that's what my goal was. And I am very grateful for that because that pushed me for my abilities. And then once she graduated, I still had like 5 years left of shooting in high school. And so then what I learned from being pushed by that, I fueled it for myself and learned how to push myself in that. And then now being on a team, like we have had a lot of depth on TCU. And so that's been very new and refreshing for me, just to have people push me and have that fuel to, I mean, like we're all teammates, but we all push each other to get better. And I think that's why I love TCU so much, I think, is because we have so much talent. And Stephanie Grunzo, she, like her and I, we would just go back and forth trying to beat each other. And that's so healthy in a teammate friendship relationship, because I mean, we help each other get better. And I think that's why being on a team is so important, is because we all grow at the same pace. And especially for me, since I am doing individual stuff for you, like Team USA, being able to come back in a team atmosphere is just very refreshing and beneficial for me to compete individually. So,
speaking of Stephanie, both of you guys are at the Olympics. She's competing right now as well. Is that something that like you guys kind of like talked about during the season and just like kind of setting more goals than just the national championship?
Yes, 100%. So I'm not currently at the Olympics, so I'm an alternate, and they don't have enough, from my understanding, they don't have enough funding to send alternates. So I'm just here on the sidelines waiting to be called in if need be. But she is at the Olympics and she's been competing incredibly well. But like the past year, she's been going to international matches as well as I have. And so, and we both have different qualifyings for the Olympics, I guess. Like she's represents Denmark, I represent Team USA. And so just since both of us understand the importance and the level of international shooting, we definitely bounce ideas off each other and train with each other in order to be as successful as we can at these international events. And then that ultimately led to, I mean, just the talks of we could have competed at the Olympics together. And even at international matches, it's so sweet to have her there. Even though she's with Denmark, I'm with Team USA, we still hang out all the time, just like we are at TCU. So it's just kind of nice to have a little buddy that understands we get each other with the pressure. And because it's just unique, it's a unique situation that not a lot of people fully grasp. So yeah, I love her.
Coming to TCU, like, how did like that change your like whole mentality and everything? Like you said, it was a lot more like competition between teammates with like healthy competition. But like has Coach Monez and the whole team just impacted you as a whole?
I think Coach definitely creates an environment that allows us to compete and be healthy in that way, because especially as an all-female team, there it's so easy to get lost in the healthy competition aspect of it. But I mean, all of us have a common goal, and I think Coach Monez, she establish that right away. Like, we all are here for a purpose, and the one purpose is that national match, like the end of the year in March when NCAAs come around. Like, that's what we are building on throughout the season. And I think since she establishes that, we all have the common goal and we all have the same path to get there. And so that's been, and like, it's hard to compare it to basketball, but because it's so not basketball, but like basketball, they all work together. And rifle, we all shoot individually, but yet in practice, we all still work together to help each other out in order to be successful when we compete. So I think it's just been a great environment that we've created in order to be successful when we need to be. So
when you're sliding in before, you know, during your match, what's going through your head, like, to keep yourself calm and kind of maintain your breath status?
Mm-hmm. For me, it's different for everybody. For me, I prepare before the sighting shots. And so when I'm like setting up, that's kind of when I'll just like be in my zone. I kind of get like a tunnel vision. Like, I don't see what's going on around me. I'm just focusing on like myself, like what I'm thinking about. And then when sighters do come, then I'm not distracted by the outside. I'm just focused on like what I can do, how I know how to shoot a shot, like what I need to focus on, how the shot feels, where it's going, like where I can go from there. And so then because I prepare ahead of time, it's easier for me to go into the match, just ready and getting prepared. So, yeah.
Can you like run us through like your like training, like when you're in school, but then when you're at home, like what does it look like? How often do you train? Is it daily or how does that work?
When we're in season, it's pretty much every day we train. I typically train over three hours usually. And then when I'm home, it just kind of depends on like what matches are coming up. So for example, right now, my next match isn't until the end of September. So I'm really like, I'm in a break right now. And I think this is the first time I've been in an extended break in a long time. And so I've definitely been learning a lot about myself and I'm very excited to get back into it. But if I, let's say I have like an international match in a month, I would take like the first 2 weeks, I would practice every day, usually every day. The first 2 weeks would be like very intense training, just getting my technique down, any positional work down, like stuff like that. And then 2 weeks before the competition, I would not take it slower, but just like reestablish what I know and just establish my confidence in my positions and my technique. And then, yeah, I would say, I mean, it's pretty consistently 3 hours of a practice. In season, before our, like every weekend we travel, we have record days on the weekends. And so then that's really nice to have just kind of a practice match and prepare. Because practicing and match is such a different atmosphere and a mindset. And so I'm really glad we can practice that. And then when we are traveling every weekend, we get an off day, which I utilize because it can get very exhausting very fast. But I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world. So it can get very intense every day for an extended period of time when I'm in the nitty gritty of training for important events.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm pretty sure, but you haven't shot in a 600 at TCU an air rifle yet. Is that something you try to get, or are you just like, is that in your mind, or are you just trying to do as best as you can?
I mean, that's always the goal. The goal is to never, I want to shoot a nine right now. Like, that's not anybody's thought process. But I've learned if I try to shoot a 600, it will never happen. If I like, that's what I'm going to do today, it's never going to happen. So what I've learned to do is just take it one shot at a time, because I know how to shoot a 10. So if I can continue, if I can like focus and be present on that shot, maybe eventually I'll get a 600. But it's a very difficult thing to accomplish. And I've gotten a lot of 599, so I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
So when you're so like the scoring wise, fill me in. I know JD knows a little bit more than me, but y'all are talking about all these numbers. I want like everybody else to know what y'all are talking about and get a better understanding of it.
Mm-hmm. So we shoot air rifle and small bore. Air rifle, they're both 60 shots. Air rifle is only from the standing position. So you shoot 60 shots standing, and you get an hour and 15 minutes to do that. And that's what we're talking about, the 600. And then small bore is, again, 60 shots, but it's three positions. So you shoot 20 shots in each. And then we shoot it from the kneeling position, the prone position, and then the standing position. And then we get an hour and a half to fit all that in for that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is your favorite and which is your least favorite?
It changes all the time. It really does. But I would say, because last fall, air rifle, like hands down, was my favorite. But now, small bore is my favorite. And I think it's just whatever I'm more comfortable or better at the time. I don't know. But it fluctuates all the time.
You had the opportunity to like go to the White House, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So how was that experience? And like, not many people can say that they've done that, especially as an athlete. There's very few athletes that get that opportunity to do so. So what was that experience like?
It was incredible. It happened so fast. I think we had like a 2-week notice of letting them know if we can make it. And of course I did. I dropped all my plans and I was like, I'm headed to the White House. But it was such an incredible opportunity. And I think I just appreciated it more in the fact that we got the team, the five of us together again, and we just celebrated again. Like it just felt like another celebration for our success. And we were with men's tennis, so that was really fun. Like it was just great. And then we were in the company of Chancellor Boschini and our athletic director, Jeremiah Donati, and then a few of the board of trustees members. And then of course, all of our coaches were there too. So it was just, it felt so nice to just enjoy our success in the company of those who appreciate it. And like we did it for TCU, like we did it for ourselves, but we did it for TCU. So it was really fun to just be with them and then go to the White House. I never in a million years would have thought I would have gone to the White House, been a guest at the White House. And then I was, if you've seen videos, I represented our rifle team when the vice president spoke, and that was really fun. We walked down this flight of stairs and I was terrified I was going to trip and fall, but I didn't. I was okay. And then, yeah, we visited Representative Roger Williams. He was so cool to chat with. So yeah, it was a very quick trip. We were there for less than 24 hours, but in that amount of time, we just had a blast celebrating and at our nation's capital. Yeah. So that was incredible.
Obviously you guys got the trophy or anything. Did you guys get rings or any other hardware that you guys have?
Yes. Yeah, so we have rings coming. I think they'll be there when we get to campus or a little like in a month or two, something like that. And then we are getting cowboy boots.
Yes.
Yes. And so I'm very, very excited about that.
Nate, during the season, I'll have to bring you to one of their events so you can see the cowboy boots and all their trophies that literally as soon as you walk in the door, they're right there. They're all pretty cool. Like there's a lot of stuff there that it's like, I think I literally talked to Barry. I wrote in an article. I was like, Rifle doesn't get the recognition they deserve for the success they get. Because, like, they are probably the most successful program besides equestrian in the last decade at TCU. It's kind of insane. Like, and they're right. They're literally right next to the sand volleyball courts in the rec center.
So yeah, I would love to go to that.
That'd yeah, it's awesome. Really close proximity.
Yeah, we fly under the radar a lot, but we love what we do.
Do you guys like that? Does that like, you know, like, is that something y'all ever discuss or anything about how like no one really talks about y'all, but you feel like they should maybe?
Honestly, since like before I got to campus, everybody's like, I was expecting nobody to know who the rifle team was, like whatever. But like when I would tell people I'm on the rifle team, they're like, oh yeah, you guys are really good, aren't you? And it's like even from students and faculty. So honestly, like they don't recognize me as like on the rifle team, but they've heard of the rifle team. And honestly, I love that because that means we built a reputation of being successful. And I mean, I'm just happy to be here and continue that journey. But I don't know. And also my face has been on the side of the building a couple times. So that's been funny. A couple people have come up to me and said, you're on the building. And I was like, yeah, I am. So that part freaks me out a little bit, but I mean, yeah, it's kind of fun.
I mean, y'all's facilities are like state of the art. Everything looks so nice. Like how does that like help you in your training and everything? Because I mean, seeing your face on the like on the building and stuff like you're talking about, does that fuel you up any? Like, I know you said you get a little weirded out by it, but like knowing then all that success that you've put into it and it's put on the building and like in on your facility, do you find that cool?
Oh, very cool. I think part of me, when I first saw it, I kind of got chills because like I know how much work and time that I've put into all of this. And then just to have a little bit of it pay off is just so very humbling and incredible. And then, I mean, like I said, TCU has built kind of just a legacy and a like continued success. And for me to build on that with my team is just amazing. And then, I mean, the facility that we're using is incredible. Like I don't think I could have gone anywhere else and had such a nice range to use, let alone like the athletic department, like the nutrition, fueling station, like weight room, all of that. So we are very spoiled here at TCU.
I'm going to ask a question. I'm not sure how much you'll be able to kind of like, it'll one affect you into how much you'll know about it, but obviously NCAA is up the amount of scholarships that every program gets. You guys are going from 3.6 in rifle to 12. How much does that play a big role in like, you know, recruiting other players or, you know, like trying to get people to come there whenever, you know, now you're finally getting 100% scholarship availability?
Honestly, other than you telling me that, the only other thing that I've heard is my dad telling me that. So this is still a very new situation to me. And I don't know how it's going to affect us. I'm hoping, I mean, I never want it to negatively affect us, but I mean, my hopes is that it will allow us to continue to be competitive and just, I don't know, still be competitive within like other schools too. So I don't know, it's kind of cool that, I mean, is it kind of like an expansion of the NCAA? I don't know if that's like a part of it, but I don't know. I'll let you know. I'll be more educated next time. But
yeah. Because also it seems like, you know, when I was looking at the past of TCU, you know, past placements and everything, it seems like it's a lot of the same schools that finish around the top, like Alaska, mm-hmm. Fairbanks, Kentucky, Air Force, Navy, a lot of schools like that. Does that like, and you know, you've done two seasons now, especially with like a school like Alaska Fairbanks, is there like kind of like a rivalry now that you guys create, or maybe it just naturally happens?
When I first started, there was like an automatic rivalry. Like I would have the same rivalry as what they used to have, I guess. But since the rifle community is so small, like I have friends on every single one of the teams. So it's hard for me to say like, I hate this team. Like I cannot stand them. Let's just be done with them. But I mean, once the team starts winning a lot, then obviously, yes, like they like we're coming for them. Like we're not, we're competitive at TCU. Like we're not going to let somebody squeak in there just because they want to. They're going to, we're going to make sure they fight for it and they earn the top spot above us. So I don't know. It's been interesting to see different teams evolve since from the past couple years. And I will say every year is different. Like, yes, there are like teams that are kind of always at the top, but every year they fluctuate. Like not every team is going to be at the top every year. And that's just because of people who graduate and people who come on. And now we're starting to get, we're starting to, I don't want to say flush out, but kind of go away from the fifth year deals with COVID. So I think that will also play a factor with, I don't know, people staying on teams and stuff like that. But yeah.
What's next? I mean, y'all have won the national championship, pretty much the highest you can go. So what's next for y'all? What's y'all's next goal that y'all have set as a team or you individually? What do you want to accomplish?
I have yet to be an individual champion. And so that's just always a continued goal for myself. And I know I can do it. I have the resources, the coaching, and the, I have the ability to do it. So I, that's definitely a goal of mine. As far as the team, we have like an entire, it feels like we have an entire new team this year with, I think it's like 5 or 6 freshmen coming on. And so, and we have 4 leaving. And so like the dynamic is going to be very different and I'm excited. I'm very excited for this next year. But I know we'll have like a little team gathering at the beginning of the year, just establishing what our goal is. And so just so then we're all on the same page, because I mean, I don't think any of us know what to expect. And I think that's fun. That's something fresh. But yeah, as far as me, NCAA wise, I would love to get an NCAA champion, a 600. We're hoping for that. But yeah, I don't know. I'll just take it one match at a time and continue building and learning off of that. So.
So you're the like pseudo leader of the team now, after with the recent graduates and everything.
I don't like to establish myself with that, but I do feel like I am. I feel like I want to be a leader, to guide the new freshmen coming in. But I mean, we don't have, what, something unique about us is we don't have captains on our team. Because all of us can be leaders and we don't want to just like put somebody in a box because they're a captain. And so, I mean, we're all, we will all work together, but I remember when I was a freshman and I didn't know anything. So I want to help the new freshmen with anything they need, and just be a resource for them and anybody else on the team too, if anybody else has questions, because I mean, I have been here for 2 years. I feel like a veteran, even though I still have a lot to learn still, but it'll be a fun, fun year.
Yeah, Nate, one thing we haven't really talked about yet, I just want to get her thoughts, is we kind of talked about it earlier, is you like the all women's team, right? Like some programs have an all women, all men's times as they'll throw them at events, but you guys are the truly only all women's program. How much pride do you guys take in that?
We take a lot of pride in that, especially because the past how many years it's always been a co-ed team winning NCAA championship. And I don't think anybody's ever doubted that an all women's team can do it, because statistically, if you look and compare men and women, women are better, like we put out better scores than men most of the time. And so, I mean, since we have that on our side, I guess, I don't know what you call it. We use that to our advantage. And I think even just being on an all women's team, aside from shooting, we all understand each other. And we all, like when we won NCAAs, I just remember us, like we just took so many pictures and like we posed for so many pictures. And I just know if we were on, if there was men on our team, like they would not be in all of those pictures, like all of us were. And so I think we have an advantage being an all women's team, because of just how we operate as females, and we just have that grit and grind in us that we want to prove that we are better than men, I guess. I don't know. No offense to you guys, but
I could not do what you do anyways. It is
anything.
Okay, yeah.
We'll set that forward.
Yeah, you could probably train Nate and I for 5 years, and I don't think we'd get close to over a 400, so.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what advice would you give to the younger athletes? You mentioned the freshmen coming in. I mean, you want them to reach a high standard to help the team, but, like, what advice can you give them from what you have learned?
I would say just, like, you, like they – freshmen know who they are, and they – like, it's so easy to be pulled in different directions, especially in just the atmosphere of college. It's so easy to be pulled by some – by a group or just, like, just different lives out there. But I think it's easier since we are on a team and we all have that common goal. It's – I mean – you just have to stay true to yourself and stick up for yourself too. If there's something just not right, make it right. And then my biggest advice is to prioritize, and time management will be just, you can never go wrong with time management. And I don't know, I think that will lead to a lot of success. And my last bit is to make sure to get your sleep. I'm a big, big advocate for making sure you get a full night's rest. And then, because honestly, I think that's why I haven't been sick in over a year. And I think that's why, is because I just make sure I'm healthy. And with the nutritionists on TCU, like, they help us out with that, with our vitamins and nutrition. And then one last thing, I keep saying that, but take advantage of the resources. We have so many on TCU athletics and then academics, and they're there for us to use. So utilize them, and just, because 4 years seems like a long time, but I'm already halfway done, and it's unreal. So, yeah.
I mean,
what is your major? I don't think we went over it. I wanted to know your major.
I'm an education major, so I'll do elementary education and then a minor in child development.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you balance, like, your like academics and athletics? Like, you said you get, your main thing is to get sleep. But, like, how do you do that with your, like, busy schedule?
It goes back to time management. The one thing that almost sold me, a lot of things sold me on TCU, but the one thing that sold me was my coach does not make us wake up at 5 a.m. to do workouts. And she has the same kind of philosophy as me, is like, well, she straight up said, like, she doesn't know our academic, like, what we're dealing with academic wise. Like, she does, but she doesn't know if we're studying for a test at 3 a.m. and she doesn't want us to force us to get 2 hours of sleep and then start our day. And I think that just, I just fell in love with her after that point. But I mean, I start classes early in the morning. I stack my classes. So then I just get them out of the way. And then I basically go straight to the range, train, and make it very intentional. And then once I'm done, I work on my homework. I make sure I eat. I don't know. There's just not a lot of room for a social life. But I've come to accept that. And I'm honestly fine with it, because I know, like, my goals are bigger than my social life, I guess. And I mean, since my 2 years being here, I have learned how to balance it. And since I am on a team and we all have a goal of just continuing our growth to the NCAA championship, like, that's for me and how I can contribute. That's just not something I'll compromise my social life with, just being focused academic wise and athletic wise. And so, I don't know. I know I'll have time, like, at the end of the season, I'll hang out with my friends after we win or after the season's over. So I don't know. I think since I've had this mindset for so long. It hasn't, like, I haven't had to struggle with it or learn how to balance it. But I mean, there's definitely some people who it's harder to adjust to that. But yeah, it's definitely a learning curve for sure.
You want to go ahead and highlight like your schedule, remain scheduled for like the summer and like leading into the school year. And is there a way for people to like follow you on Twitter or any social media, or I mean X now? But is there a way so people can get to know you?
Yep. So the rest of the summer, I'm just here. My brother's getting married in a few days, so we've just been getting ready for that. And then I'll move back to Texas in a week, and then I'll start training. Our first competition is at the end of September. We'll go to Navy in Maryland, and then every weekend, almost every weekend, we'll be traveling or at home. And then I qualified for the Junior World Championships in Lima, Peru. And so I think at the end of September, early October, I'll be going to that. And then that will kind of kick off the international stuff. But I have Instagram. It's katie.zahn. And then my Facebook is the same, Katie Zahn. So those are the only two. I think I always say I want to try to get on TikTok more, but I don't know. I'm not even going to throw it out there because it's probably not.
You just got to make some great TikTok edits and then put them out there and just blow up on that way.
Yeah, well, there's been troubles with like the social media owners like taking down like competitive rifle things, and so I don't know.
I guess because there's a weapon, I guess is what the algorithm sees. I don't know. It's all weird.
It is weird, but I'll do my best. I'll do my best. Yeah.
But thank you for coming on. We were super lucky to get you on here with us, and we're super excited to see what you're going to do this season coming up, as y'all have already set the standard high. And, I mean, the sky's the limit for what y'all can do. So I'm going to have to come out to one of y'all's competitions. Yes. Katie, you're going to have to set me up there.
Yeah, hey, the best part is getting to talk with the parents and while they watch their kids compete, and they're just, because they have a screen that shows where each target's hitting, and it'll pop up in real time. And their parents, like, I was just sitting there talking with them, and some of them had actually recognized my name and my picture because of they read the articles that I read about or wrote about rifle. And they were just explaining it all to me because I didn't really know exactly how it all worked. And then you're just sitting there, and they're all such good people. Like, it is such a cool event to go up and watch. Like, it is probably the closest you will get to any sporting event at TCU Athletics. Like, you are literally within, like, 15 feet of them shooting. It is one of the cooler events I've been to. So Nate, I will definitely be bringing you out there. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I definitely want to go.
Yeah. After the event, we'll get back with Katie and we'll get her post-match thoughts. Yeah. At the time she could tell us which of her teammates we should talk to as well, so we can get their thoughts.
For sure. We'll definitely have to have you back on, Katie. But again, thank you. And if anybody watching, go follow JD and see what he has to write about rifle coming up this season. But that concludes this episode.
Yeah.
Thanks, thank you, Katie.
Yes, Theo.
Thanks, Katie.